He is currently a Kellogg Health Scholars postdoctoral fellow at the University of Pittsburgh. Her research focuses on the lifespan, development, and aging of African Americans and how psychosocial factors such as social support influence individual outcomes.
Thank you. It was a great introduction, and I would like to first acknowledge my co-authors, Drs. Mary Garza, Craig Fryer, Dr. Melinda Spencer, and Stephen Thomas. And I have no disclosures. So to begin this talk, I would like to give you an overview of the relationship between and the factors associated with utilization of healthcare services and participation in medical trials, and then walk you through the methods and the results of the study that we conducted at our center, and finally a discussion. So here's a basic illustration to show the relationship between the utilization of healthcare services and participation in medical trials, where individuals go into a healthcare setting, they're recruited, and then they're often asked if they would like to participate, and they can either say yes or no. So first, I'm going to discuss what are the factors associated with healthcare services and utilization. So who utilizes the services? And the simple answer is healthy people. Healthy people go to the doctor, they use the services, they have insurance, they usually higher SES, higher levels of education. However, there are potential barriers to people not using healthcare services, and those may be lack of insurance, lower socioeconomic status, and race, which is often intertwined with insurance and socioeconomic status, where African Americans, as we've heard before in other presentations, are less likely to visit health professionals regularly. They're less likely, and they're more likely to use emergency services such as the emergency room, and they're less likely to have, insurance. So the other side of the equation then is participation in medical trials. So who participates in those? Well, the literature has shown that individuals who participate usually have higher levels of trust of research and they have more awareness of what research is. They're also more likely to have time and they're often likely to have a better explanation of what's going to happen. But the issue is that recruitment is often done in waiting rooms of healthcare centers. So what happens is you're recruiting whoever comes in. And the issue is that a lot of the literature has talked about low participation from minority groups. And it may be that there's a negative association with medical trials within minority communities that may be due to historical events and social circumstances. For example, experiences of discrimination may be a reason why individuals don't participate in medical trials, and also medical mistrust. Specifically, as noted in the previous presentation, I like the fact that you covered that, so that's very nice. Higher levels of discrimination in healthcare settings are associated with lower likelihood of utilizing those resources. If you're discriminated against and you don't feel like you're being treated fairly, you're not going to go back. Next, levels of trust between the individual and healthcare provider may influence usage of healthcare resources. Again, if you don't trust your doctor, if you don't trust the individuals within that office, you're not going to go back. And also, historical accounts of research abuse may create a sense of mistrust, especially for African Americans. And one that's widely noted within the literature is the Tuskegee Syphilis Study. So what can buffer these negative effects? It seems like there's no hope, there's no solution. However, psychosocial literature is often listed social support as being a buffer to a lot of negative things. So it may be that social support has a positive... Social support does have positive outcomes for physical and mental health, but it may serve as a buffer, where just because an individual is feeling like they're experiencing discrimination, the social support may then say it's okay, or give a rationale, or help the individual cope with it and still be able to seek those medical sources or medical resources. And one type of support that may be extremely important is informational support, where you're actually receiving not emotional kind of make you feel better, but actual factual information that can help you to advance. And for most individuals, there are numerous sources of informational support, but you use each source for different things. So for example, a married woman may go to a married friend for marriage advice, but she may go to a pastor for religious information, using two supports very differently. So, based on the previous work in the field, our research questions were, are the characteristics similar for those who utilize healthcare services and those who would potentially participate in research? Secondly, what role do mistrust and discrimination play in the utilization of healthcare services and participation in medical trials? And third, what role does social support have in the utilization of healthcare services and the potential participation in medical trials? The sample for this study comes from the Greater Pittsburgh Randomized Household Health Survey, which was collected in 2008 via telephone interviews. And the eligible respondents were 18 years and older and resided within Allegheny County. The sample consisted of 1,018 respondents with a 32% response rate. And our final weighted sample consisted of 27% African American. For our analysis, we included the covariates of age, gender, and level of education. And we specifically looked at race, self-rated health, quality of health care, quality of received health care, racial discrimination within the medical setting, trust of information from friends and family, doctors, or church and religious leaders, awareness of the Tuskegee syphilis study, social support, and attitudes towards medical research involving people. And our dependent variables included seeking medical care and future participation in medical trials. So to give you a lay of the land in terms of our sample and our variables that we used, we found that African Americans were younger. They had lower levels of education, which matched literature. They had experienced higher levels of discrimination within the medical setting. They had lower levels of family support, as well as friend support, which led to a lower amount of total support. They perceived their quality of health care as being lower, and they also perceived their self-rated health as being lower as well. When looking at our variables for trust and discrimination, African Americans were more likely to trust information from the church, but they were less likely to trust information from the doctor and from friends. African Americans reported a higher level of awareness of the Tuskegee study, and they were less likely to endorse that they would participate in a study if they were asked. And they had less favorable views of research with people as compared to Caucasians. Next, we conducted logistic regressions to look at the associations of our variables with our outcomes. So first, we looked at the utilization of healthcare services, and what we found is, let me explain too. Model one includes our covariates of age, gender, race, and in level of education. And from each model, we added our factors to get all the way up to model four. And what we found is that under utilization of healthcare services, that race was not a significant factor in our study, but self-rated health was, where individuals who rated their health as good were more likely to visit healthcare services as opposed to individuals with average or poor. And likely, individuals who perceived their quality of healthcare as good were more likely to utilize healthcare services compared to individuals who were average or poor. So next, we decided to look at the willingness to participate in future medical trials to see if the predictors would be the same. And what we found is that they were different. Again, race, while not directly was not influential in participation in future medical trials. We found that awareness of the Tuskegee study was, where individuals who had a great deal of knowledge were more likely to participate in Tuskegee studies. Who had more information or more awareness about the Tuskegee study were more likely to participate in future medical trials. Likewise, individuals who trusted their information from their friends and their family were more likely to participate in future medical trials, as well as those who had favorable opinions of human subjects research. And finally, we found an interesting interaction between race and awareness of the Tuskegee study. So we graphed it to see what was going on. And what we found is that for Caucasians who are denoted by the checkered bars, that as their awareness of the Tuskegee increases, they're more likely to participate in future medical trials. But for African Americans, it's relatively stable, that they don't, that they're, that even though their awareness may increase, they're not more likely to, or less likely to, engage in future participation. So what does this mean? Or what are our findings overall? Our first question was, what are the characteristics of people who utilize healthcare services and those who would participate in future medical research? Well, we did find that it was very different, and that healthcare services were more likely to be accessed by, when we're looking at our covariates, were not presented, that women, older adults, and those who rated their health and their quality of care as good, they would go to the doctor or utilize the healthcare services. And younger adults, whites with a greater awareness of the Tuskegee syphilis study, and those with favorable opinions of medical research, and those who trust information provided by friends and family, are characterized as being people who would potentially research, potentially participate in future medical research. Our second question investigated the association between mistrust and discrimination with utilization of healthcare services and participation with medical research in the future. And we found that discrimination in the medical setting, experienced discrimination within the medical setting, was not a significant factor. And while race was not directly a factor within this study, we did find that there was an interaction. And third, our third question investigated the association between social support and the utilization of healthcare services and participation in medical research in the future. And while social support, the level itself, was not a factor in the utilization of healthcare services, the trust of information from the support network did have an association with participation in medical trials. So the strength of this study is that it parses apart the factors that influence healthcare utilization and future participation in research, because these two ideas are linked. So it's a matter of trying to figure out how they're linked and what factors you can use to bring people into the studies. But there are some limitations in that this is a cross-sectional study, and it therefore prevents causality. We can't say that one causes the other, that individuals who have higher levels of discrimination are or aren't more likely. It's just an association. Second, this is survey data, and that we don't really understand the underlying motivation for certain responses. We don't know why people said that they experienced discrimination or why they didn't say they experienced discrimination. And also a level of measurement within our assessment of the Tuskegee knowledge, where we ask them how aware they are, but we don't know the accuracy of the information that they have for Tuskegee. Our study cannot delve into the specific types of social supports for the individuals. While we know the level of support, we don't know exactly what type of support and the quality of support that they're receiving from their network. And finally, we don't have health insurance status as well. However, future studies should look at this topic a little more closely in terms of what are the qualitative elements that could be gleaned from what the participants are saying. So really understanding the nuances and how they're reporting what they're reporting. Second, to investigate the manner in which knowledge is disseminated among closely associated individuals and the types of support used in health-related matters and the impact that such communication mechanisms have on health-related behaviors and opinions. So what does it mean when your friend tells you don't go to this doctor, or when they tell you do this and not that? And how is that disseminated? Is it through churches? Is it through schools? How exactly do people receive information? Also, the role of the therapeutic misconception and willingness to participate in medical trials. Why do people participate? What benefit do they see getting out of that participation? And also investigating age and cohort differences. While it was a covariate within this study, it was a significant covariate. And so thinking about what it means for older generations to have more experience with different types of discrimination as opposed to younger generations with different experiences with discrimination, as well as understanding individual communities' experiences with discrimination, which may be very different. Pittsburgh may look very different than Southern California, but there are still levels of discrimination in each. And finally, more in-depth investigation of personal experiences of discrimination and positive experiences within the medical setting. So in conclusion, this study allows for a greater understanding of the profiles of those receiving medical care and those who are not, and that research may benefit from seeking out individuals who are willing to participate in research outside of the medical setting. What about going to the communities and asking people not utilizing healthcare if they would participate in research? And finally, by reaching out to community members, public health professionals will better understand the needs of the service communities and strengthen and restore the relationships between research and community. Thank you.